The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Jeff Cooner is with me. He is the host of the Cooner Report on WRKO AM 680 radio in Boston, Massachusetts. Jeff is liberalism's worst nightmare, a conservative nationalist who champions God, country and family. Jeff, always a pleasure and thanks a million for taking the time. Listen, we're not going to be talking about Trump and Stormy Daniels and hush money this week. Some people suspect thought we were going to. Instead, I want to talk to you about these protests happening at college campuses up and down the country. What's going on?
Kieran, it's great to be with you and your wonderful audience again. College campuses, over 200 now and counting, have erupted in pro-Palestinian demonstrations. Columbia University in New York is the epicenter. These demonstrators now have shut down Columbia completely. All classes are now no longer in person. You can't get into the campus. You can't get out of the campus. You have encampments here in the Boston area, Harvard University, MIT, Emerson. In fact, there were 100 arrests just this morning, four police officers injured in clashes. But it's all over. It's elite universities. It's the University of Michigan in the Midwest. It's Stanford in California, even the University of Texas, all the way down in Texas. And what you're seeing now is a crossover whereby a lot of the BLM activists who were very active in the wake of the death of George Floyd, many of them are fueling these protests and very fiery demonstrations on campuses everywhere. And Kieran, to be brutally honest, many of them are good intention. There's no question. They care about the Palestinians. They want an independent Palestinian state. They're very upset at what the Israelis are doing in Gaza. But what has really changed in the last couple of days is that many of these protests now have been infiltrated by hardcore pro-Hamas supporters. And now you're starting to see ugly, very ugly, bordering, frankly, on terroristic slogans, death to the Jews, death to Israel, chanting, what do we want? 1,000 October 7s. And so as the rhetoric gets more violent, as they start clashing with police, as they start shutting down campuses, you're starting to see growing pressure on Biden to call in the National Guard, growing pressure on the mayor of New York, the mayor of Boston, to call in the police and just clear out these encampments.
So, but why have they had to close down the, say like Columbia, for example? Are there not kind of open spaces where these can happen and kind of college life can get on in the background? I mean, I was looking at the tuition fees. They're about 70 grand a year to send your kids to Columbia University. I'm not sure I'd be that happy if I was paying that for my child to go there and I was told they're basically getting an online degree.
Kieran, you nailed it. That's why so many parents are upset. And, you know, I wish it was only 70,000. It's 21,000 more if you count room, board, food, books, fees. It costs a parent $90,000 to send their child to Columbia. And you're saying, why have they shut down the school? Well, I mean, there's thousands of protesters. And as the rhetoric gets harsher and more violent, Jewish students now are being persecuted. Some have been beaten. Some are being assaulted. One of the most graphic instances, and I got to say, this was really vile. There was a Hamas demonstrator. It was a woman, white, blonde hair, blue eyes. She was wearing a Palestinian shawl. And she had a sign that said, Al-Qassam's next victims, which is the military wing of Hamas. They were the ones who carried out the atrocities on October 7, with an arrow pointed to five Jewish students who were counter-protesting, waving Israeli flags. So now they're calling for the murder of Jewish students, say, at Columbia. This prompted the rabbi of Columbia to tell every single Jewish student, don't come on campus, go home, it's not safe. And so now the whole university has been shut down. Jewish professors are being barred, literally barred by the administration to not enter the campus. And so this outburst, this eruption in naked anti-Semitism and Jew hatred by some, not all, but by some, is now really turning the tide of public opinion against these protesters.
So, because I was about to ask you that, I mean, outside the university campus, what is the prevailing view as to what should happen?
Well, I mean, there is a lot of sympathy for the Palestinians. I mean, America is still a pro-Israel country, but clearly in the Democratic Party, clearly on the left among liberals, there's a lot of sympathy for the Palestinian cause. What's happening now is this is turning a lot of them off. And where this is going to lead, Kieran, and this is how it's going to really impact the election, speaking of Biden, Trump, and everything else, is that they are gearing up to go to Chicago. Many of these far left-wing pro-Hamas demonstrators, they want to go to the convention, the Democratic convention in Chicago, and they want to make absolute bedlam. And what many are now fearing, and this is in particular, the New York Times has pointed this out, the Washington Post, Biden's inner circle is very concerned. In 1968, the Democrats had their convention in Chicago as well. And that's where the anti-war movement came out. And they openly clashed. There were fights. They were going back and forth with the police. Batons were used, where you saw the Democratic Party, the pro-war wing, the anti-war wing, literally go at each other's throats. And on national television, the country saw the National Democratic Party declare a civil war. And it turned into an absolute riot. This is what they fear now, that this could be Chicago 1968 2.0. And if something like this could happen, it is going to permanently split these pro-Palestinian progressive Democrats permanently away from Biden. And if they break permanently, what happened in 1968? The left got split. Nixon came up the middle. Nixon won. Trump is going to come up the middle, and he's going to win.
So tell me, what do they want, the protesters? Forget the kind of the protesters that are getting all the attention, the kind of death to Israel protesters. But the bulk of them, as you say, are kind of well-meaning and are just horrified by the images they see as to what's happening in Gaza. They obviously want an end to that. They want a two-state solution. But in terms of the university response, because they're protesting, you know, at a university, I assume they want Columbia, they want Yale, they want Harvard, they want Texas University to do something. What is it?
Well, that's, you put your finger on it. That's why everybody's scratching their heads. Columbia is not involved in the war in Gaza. Yale, which had a big protest, Harvard, another one, have nothing to do with the war in Gaza. So the administration is saying, well, I don't understand. Why are you protesting on campus? If you're against the war, protest in front of the White House. Go to the governor's mansion. Go in front of Chuck Schumer's house, as some of them actually did. In other words, protest Congress, protest the White House. What they want is they want the Biden administration to stop sending weapons to Israel. Well, there's nothing Columbia or Harvard or Yale or Texas University, they don't control the legislative process. There's nothing they can do. And it's also too late because Congress just passed and Biden just signed a massive $95 billion aid bill. $60 billion goes to Ukraine, but $26 billion goes to Israel, or $15 billion to Israel, $9 billion for economic humanitarian assistance in Gaza. But $15 billion, as I said, that's going to help Israel replenish its military arsenal.
Mm.
So the bill is already passed. The weapons are being sent. If they got a problem, and that's why they're going to head to Chicago, don't take it up with Columbia. Don't take it up with Harvard or Yale. Take it up with Joe Biden.
Right. We'll have to wait and see what happens at the Democratic National Convention. One would suspect the universities just have their fingers crossed that nothing really kicks off for another few more weeks. And then it'll be the summer. And what student is really going to spend their summer holidays protesting at their university campus? Anyway, Jeff Kuhner, host of the Kuhner Report on WRKO AM 680 Radio in Boston, Massachusetts. Jeff, as always, thanks a million.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.